Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2021 Venice Film Festival's Giornate degli Autori. Speaking today with Chen Huan, the director of the section's opening film, Shen Kong, and helping us with the translation, the producer of the film, He Shun. So first up, this is kind of the obligatory question that we like to start off our interviews with, but would you mind maybe introducing the film for the listeners who are not familiar with it yet? Just kind of tell us a little bit about the story and all that stuff.
这个片子讲述的是在一个疫情的
So the film is during the pandemic, a boy meets a girl in an empty city, and they trying really hard to find something fun to play with.
So the obligatory follow-up question is, was it a difficult film to shoot? Because did you have to get special permissions for filming in the streets like that?
其实整个的拍摄过程我觉得是挺愉快的。
So this film starts because of the pandemic, because it's give everybody kind of a break, a long vacation for us to have time to do the things, to do the gathering and do the film. And obviously, it will have a lot of special problems, like normally you can just rent cameras, rent other vehicles, but during the pandemic, a lot of rental shops, they're not open anymore during the pandemic. So it's our cinematographer group. They carrying all the camera and all the equipment from 20,000 kilometers away here to the place we shot. But during the shooting, for all the like the streets and all the policies, it's not a really big problem. We were not really facing some kind of big issues.
How do you feel the pandemic has impacted the relationships that we share with each other?
我觉得, 这次的疫情给我一个很大的感受就是,
Actually, it's a special case for the director himself, because before the 2020 spring, like before the pandemic, he has lived alone for more than 2 years. So it was kind of relatively isolated condition for him before the pandemic. But during the epidemic time, his parents came back because they weren't able to work anymore. So they came back and stayed with him for a while. And during that time when he worked on the street by himself alone, he felt kind of easier and he felt kind of unstressful than before. And also the pandemic gave a time for busy friends to chat with each other again and to shoot the film together. And it's kind of thing he hasn't been thinking of for a long time, since people are really busy with everyone's own work. So he didn't feel other things that pandemic changed our relationship between each other, but it's kind of interesting for him to say that.
The relationship between the two lead characters of this film seems very real, and what they do also feels very spontaneous and natural almost. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you achieve that, maybe in working with your actors?
我觉得可能是跟那个工作方法有特别大的关系。
So it's do a lot of things with the it's a lot of things with the working method, how he direct the two actors. When during the rehearsal, for example, he would for some day he would like to complete a physical training. It's to train their body language and how they behave. That kind of training. So during that this kind of training, he will stop them using verbal communication, ask them to say no words, but just use their body, use their body language to express themselves. And he will see them doing some strength movements and some spontaneous actions with each other, and he would absorb it and tell them what he finds is good, what kind of condition, what kind of movements it's perfect, it's good for the film. for the lines, for the things they would shot during the shooting. And these kind of rehearsals, and also when we do choosing all the things we shot, to making these choices, it's in the same method. For example, when we were shooting a scene by the river, it's under a big bridge, and there's a camera. There's a choice between to make a better camera shot or to give the actors and actress a bigger space to act, to perform. So between these two choices, he chose to give the space for acting, for performance, instead of kind of a good setting for the camera. And so during this process, he think it's a process for the two performers, for the actor and actress to feel the scripts, to feel the film, and to create beyond their perception. So when in the real shooting, they would create things based on their own communications, and he would be the one to choose from their reactions, to choose from their spontaneous movements.
I sometimes like to point out simple things that to me feel important in movies. So I kept seeing this bridge, footage of the bridge in this film, and I wondered whether there was a specific meaning or importance that the bridge carries in this film.
So this is it's a color film. It's not a black and white film. So this bridge in the film kind of represents a place far away, which is kind of, it's like a wonderland or some place in the dream that is colorful and really, that's, as you said, poetic. It's kind of Xanadu kind of thing. And if you remember, it's an evening scene when Li You climbs to the Iron Gate, and he were calling off by a lot of people saying, "Get down, get down." He was looking away to the to a place far away, and we moved the camera shot to the bridge. So it represents a dreamlike faraway place. This reminds him why he used this symbol, this shot to do the metaphors, because during the pandemic, when he parks his car on a highway and he looks far away, he would like to see some kind of place like that. And it's really rare. It's really hard for us to look away, look especially far away place in the busy life, in our busy daily life. But during the pandemic, we got a time, we got a chance to see far away things.
You know, you were also involved in the editing of the movie. And I was wondering whether you could tell me a little bit about the post-production process and how important it was for you to create this kind of dreamlike atmosphere.
It's kind of pity because during the shooting, it's kind of under pressure, because it's not under pressure of any policy or restrictions, but under pressure of our budget. So we take special attention to everything we choose, and we think of how we can do, how much is the room we would have in the post-production during the shooting. So we already have kind of imagination of how it works before we start off post-production. So it didn't really leave a really big kind of room for the post-production to do. It's kind of mostly decided in the shooting. But as in the grading, in the color grading, we still experienced a really good kind of creative atmosphere for a creative process for that, because we our purpose is to present a true lifelike color. And, but, at the same time, elevating some of the specific color, and put it above the true life and make it kind of dreamlike atmosphere. So this is how we do with color grading. It's kind of pity because of the time limit to show the, to show for the festival. We haven't done all of our sound mixing. So the sound is not at its perfect status. We will keep doing it after the festival. So, it's kind of way we haven't finished, but, mostly it has been designed during the shooting.
Okay, so I promise this will be my final question. I just wanted to ask the director a simple question, and feel free, and he can feel free to answer it whatever way he likes. But what is his definition of desire?
Interesting.
It's really interesting, because you asking about the desire, because he has kind of a life motto. To prepare to go on, you need to have a desire. And to prepare to stop, you need to have an obituary. And this is kind of life motto for himself. And for the film, during the film, you will see the desires kind of, it's kind of expression of the relationship between the boy and the girl, the actor and actress in the film. And he think the desire is kind of, it's like a bottle. It's like a carrier. Then that's when you are sad, happy, confused, or thinking of nothing, you will not find a suitable place to release and put your motivation to continue. But this time desire is particularly good for you, because it comes from a very instinctive need, and it's real. And that's why it's important for him, for the director, that's because when he needs it, it comes. It's kind of a container that's well filled with things to move him forward, to keep him going.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.